Hello?
Yes, my name is Joyce. I'm giving you a return call from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account that you called in reference to?
Yeah, we have no idea what this charge is, for $59.89.
All right, may I
And
start out by getting your zip code, please?
32909.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Janine Waller.
And I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, Ms. Janine, could you please verify your address?
Well, I'd love to. I don't know what this charge is. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Ma'am, we are actually a third-party call center, so we assist with over 100 companies and multiple products, okay?
All
So
right.
before I can divulge any information, I have to actually verify that I am speaking with the correct person.
Okay. It's 1290 Buffing Circle.
All right, and I do thank you for that. And I do see that on March the 20th, that you actually were enrolled in the Dyson vacuum cleaner, the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you were actually enrolled in one of our meal planning apps. It was called Bite Hubs, but you're canceled out of this, ma'am.
Yes,
You
and
had
this
already
charge.
called in and canceled this.
Yeah,
Yes, ma'am.
the 59, whatever it is, 59.89 is still taken out of my account.
Well, ma'am, it had to be. When was it deducted from the account?
March 22nd.
That had to be. Did they deduct it on that day, or was that a charge that was already in circulation? Because you actually called in on the 20th, and this was canceled that day. That cancellation took effect immediately. So I'm assuming
Yeah.
if that 5989 was actually deducted and you didn't see it until the 20th, until the 22nd, is that what you said?
In my bank account,
Mm-hmm.
it says 59.89 was taken out on 3/22.
So that had to be
So
a charge that was already in progress.
possibly, yeah.
Yes, they had to already be billing you for that. And see, you called on the 20th, but it was already in the cycle to actually be deducted. Now, there's no way we could have actually stopped that. You can't be billed any further, but if a charge was already in progress, even though you had canceled it was going to already be deducted. So there's nothing I could have stopped on that part of it. Now, yes, what I could do is since that charge has already gone through and you are canceled out of that, you can't be billed anything further. I would offer you a 35% refund of that charge since they already actually charged you for it.
Really? What exactly is this part for?
This actually was what they were billing you for the meal app that you actually were enrolled in because you entered into that sweepstakes contest to actually have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And that was the cost of the meal planning app that they enrolled you in automatically. You were canceled out of that. You called in and it was canceled on the 20th. But as I said, if you saw that charge that it deducted it on the 22nd, then that had to have been a charge that was already in progress before you had a chance to call in on the 20th. And the only thing is you're actually seeing it posted on the 22nd. So now what I can offer you, I could actually go ahead and do my family and friends refund, and I could refund you $29.95 of that charge you were billed.
Ma'am, listen.
Yes.
This was, I'm her husband, okay?
Sure.
And this was fraudulent, okay? This was fraudulent. She went in, she didn't get anything for the money that she put in there, okay? There is absolutely nothing in hand, and you're going to charge us this amount? This
that
family
was
and friends?
A no, contest that she entered into, sir.
Ma'am, you have to, right, take us out of the darn thing.
You are, have been counseled out of it. Whomever called in, this was canceled.
100%, okay, you can talk over me. We want a 100% refund, man.
Well, sir.
100%. Can I have your supervisor?
Let me, I am, and I'm going to explain to you, sir, that this was a valid charge.
Over and over again. I heard it over and over again.
Sir.
I want 100% refund, ma'am.
And as I did,
otherwise,
I
will be
explain
to
you. As I did explain to you, it was a valid charge. Now give me one second.
It's not a valid charge. Ma'am, stop talking over me. I want to talk to your supervisor, please.
I am.
No, I want to talk to your supervisor.
I am.
You are not your own supervisor.
I am.
I want to speak to your supervisor.
Give me one second and I will transfer.
Thank you.
Called on March 20th, and
they said they were going to give it back
2 days later.
Yeah,
recharged it.
No, I understand that if it was in process, I get it. But
well, yeah,
there's absolutely
pending.
Right.
And they said, yeah, we're going to cancel
we can cancel it, and they were going to refund is what
I know.
Right. So that's what they said, and now she's saying she'll only give us 30-something percent?
No.
That doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. We have nothing in hand. We have absolutely no service. We have nothing. We were canceled out of it, yet they're going to keep our money. That doesn't work that way, and that's fraudulent.
Right.
So we'll talk to our lawyer about it. If they if they're not going to give us the money back, we'll talk to our lawyer. We'll get it back. That's just how it works. I mean, if they're going to be fraudulent and try to take money like that, that's ridiculous.
They've done this too.
I know.
Hello, how may I assist you, Ms. Waller?
You're the same person.
Miss Waller? Yes, and I am, as I stated. But I did, I am able to issue you a courtesy refund, which is a one-time refund of the full amount. And you will never be billed anything else again on this account, and it will be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Correct.
Okay,
name and reference?
Yeah, if I could just get your name and...
Well, my name is Joyce, and you can get my employee ID number, which would be 1575.
Okay. Thank you very much. Really,
you're more than welcome,
that.
And have a great day. And thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.